Those with severe, untreated mental illness are estimated in a new study to be 16 times more likely to have fatal encounters with police. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Ann Hoffman reports.
The new report analyzed data on police shootings from the Bureau of Justice Statistics, as well as independent databases maintained by The Guardian and The Washington Post. It finds people with severe mental illnesses like schizophrenia are involved in at least 1 in 4 of all fatal police shootings. John Snook heads the Treatment Advocacy Center, which compiled the report, and he says the grim findings are no surprise.
If you have a severe mental illness, especially one that's untreated, you are much more likely to come into contact with law enforcement officers. And unfortunately, that's when these sort of tragedies happen.
Snook says the report points to the need for better treatment for people with serious mental illnesses.
The reality is we need to stop those situations from happening in the first place, rather than trying to address them on the back end.
Michelle Monzo teaches police how to recognize the signs of mental illness in Montgomery County. She says when officers come into contact with the severely mentally ill, they often don't realize it.
They're faced with a lot of difficulties in the sense of they have to make very tough decisions, and mental illness can mimic many other things.
For example, a person who is hearing voices may not respond to requests from officers to put up their hands or to stay put. That can be interpreted as a threat to the officer. The report says increasing the number of psychiatric hospital beds and expanding the use of court-ordered outpatient care would reduce these incidents. It also calls for better databases to track every officer-involved shooting. For WHYY News, I'm Ann Hoffman.